In this part, we will talk about epidemiology, risk factor, and preventions of the cancer. I choose to just go through the epidemiology of the cancer in the Norway. It was a very good research during 5 years, 2004 to 2008. The important result that showed in this picture, as you can see, incidence of the cancer means the number of new cases during the 5 years in different ages for male and females are showed here. And the most important finding is in age 25 to 49, as you see, the rate of all cancers, the incidence of all cancers for female is almost double compared to the male. And this is because of the cancer of breast, of course. And as you see, the percentile of the cancer after age 70 is more in the male than the female. And we are going through the next one. It's about the incidence of cancer by type during those 5 years. And as you see, the incidence or new cases of prostate as the highest in the male, about 29% of new cases was the prostate cancer, and in female is 23% breast cancer. And in the second and third place is lung and colon for both genders, with a little bit different in percentiles. But if we go to the next one, it shows the mortality of the cancer during those 5 years. It means the cases who died from the cancer. And as you see, in both genders, lung cancers are the type of cancer that has the highest mortality. It means that it's a type of cancer that probably we diagnose at the time that the cancer is just in a higher stage, and then the mortality is more. But as you see, it's more in the male compared to the female. And one of the reasons is thinking about obesity and also use of tobacco. If we want to go through the prevention, we should know about the general risk factors happening during the cancer. The major one is the aging. Cancer is usually a chronic process, and the aging helping to just processing and increasing the number of cancer cells. And then also the family history for some cancers. If there is a family history, for example, mother has had breast cancer, so it's a slightly more chance for the daughter to get the same cancer, and they are, we call them in the risk groups, so they should be followed more carefully. And also the most important part for this lecture is the relation of cancer and lifestyles, and there are different type of factors in this case, like smoking or high-fat diet, obesity, or the job or occupation that maybe they are exposed to the toxics and toxic chemicals. The next one is viruses. It's also improved that many viruses can cause or promote the cancer, like Epstein-Barr virus, human immune deficiency virus, and human papilloma virus, as the known causes. You know, Epstein-Barr virus is the type of herpes family, and it's one of the most common viruses in the human being. And it causes a disease called infectious mononucleosis, and it's related to, they just found out that it's related to some lymphomas and also some carcinomas, especially when the other virus, human immune deficiency virus, is involved as HIV or AIDS. And the other risk factor is exposures that may be related also to the food processing, especially when they use pesticides and fertilizers. So it's also very important. Chemotherapy is one of the methods for treating of the cancer, and it can be also cause the cancer as a secondary malignancy or secondary cancer. That should be also keep in mind and during the treatment for prevention. And radiation, you know about the X-ray, and also you know about the ultraviolet light that can cause cancer in the skin. And by knowing all those things, if we talk about the prevention, we talk about two types of prevention here: primary, and as you know, primary prevention is a type of prevention that we do before the disease happens. So it's doing for the healthy people, actually. And in this case, if we just look at the factors that we can use in primary, for example, tobacco use, overweight and obesity, unhealthy diet, which mostly is low fruit and vegetable intakes, we will talk about it, and lack of physical activity, alcohol use, and all of these five first that I just said, they are about the 30% of mortality of the cancer is due to those factors that we talk about here. And also, the tobacco itself is the single most important risk factor for cancer, and it's caused 22% of the mortality of the cancer globally. And in case of lung cancer, this is related up to 71%. And the other factors as primary prevention, for example, prevention of sexually transmitted disease for human papillomavirus, which cause cervical cancer, is very important. We can prevent air pollution, indoor smokes in some countries, especially when they use to making food by the indoor fire. And also about this human papillomavirus, it's especially happening mostly in low-income countries, and it counts as 20% of mortality of the cancer in these countries. Secondary prevention, by the way, is the prevention that we do when the disease has happened. So it's in the cases that already got the cancer, or they are in a stage of developing the cancer. And for the secondary prevention, it's very important to have a proper screening system to find out those. For example, for breast cancer, it can be mammography as a routine test for the women, especially women at risk. And the early detection and early treatment can also prevent the increasing the number of cancer cells and developing cancerous tumors.